degrees. Slight chance of rain today. A very slight chance of some snow or snow flurries overnight tonight. Low down to 33 degrees. Chance of rain or snow early tomorrow. Could see some rain through the day tomorrow. High of 53. Clearing tomorrow night, a low 32. Mostly sunny Friday, a high of 64 degrees.
Oh, these elastic temperatures. We peaked at 83 yesterday. Right now it's 44 here. 1 3/10 in the rain gauge from thunderstorm activity last night. Right now, cloud cover 44 here with a wind chill of 36 at KVOE, live and local. And our headlines this morning, a service of Dr. Amanda Ruxton and Dr. Kimberly Schmidt with Flint Hills Family Medicine, caring for the health of your whole family at every stage of life. Call Dr. Ruxton or Dr. Schmidt at 620-343-2500. KVOE, live and local at 742. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we say good morning to Karen Summers on this Wednesday morning. Karen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing good. Welcome back.
Well, thanks. It's good to be back.
Yeah, welcome back home. Yeah, where you should be.
Well, you know, one thing that I still do for the bank is that I'm helping put the trips together with Fred. And so, you know, we're ready to travel. We've been locked down for a long time. And so we have a bucket list trip, and that's going to go on May Day. And it's the Kansas City Royals versus the New York Yankees. And it's on Sunday, and it's May Day. I mean, what gets better than that?
It doesn't. It really doesn't. Game time 110. And these aren't just going to the Royals game. This is taken to another level, isn't it?
It really is. That's what we call it, a bucket list. I mean, have you ever driven to the Royals? And then you got to park and you got to walk miles to get in. We are in a deluxe motor coach. Takes you right to the gate. All you have to do is go up the escalator or the elevator. And then it's what? Maybe 100 yards to the George Brett Suite.
If that, and, yeah.
And the one thing that's so great about this is everything's included. I mean, the only thing that not included is your souvenirs that you go buy, and there is a cash bar in the suite. And so other than that, everything's included, your food, your drinks, your tips, Slugger's going to come. And so we invite you to come and travel with us. And this time you don't have to have an account with ESB to join us, because we just thought we're just going to open up this to everybody, because who's not ready for a ball game? So celebrate May Day at the K, and we purposely chose a Sunday game so nobody needs to take a vacation day to get to see this game. And, you know, it really doesn't get better than this. However, it does get better because our favorite morning host, Ron Thomas, will be traveling with us.
That's not a deterrent, no.
It is. We have a ton of fun. And Ron always has Royals trivia, and he has great gifts to give out for the winners. And, you know, wouldn't this make a wonderful Mother's Day or Father's Day gift?
Yeah.
I mean, really. I think that would be a ton of fun.
Well, yeah, so the George Brett Suite and that lounge is really good. As Karen mentioned, all the ballpark food is absolutely included in the price, and your pop and beer also available there. Slugger makes an appearance too, right?
That's right. We take your picture with Slugger. That's right. And you can eat until the seventh inning.
And that's a lot of eating. Tell me. I could tell you. Yeah.
And you can be inside or outside, so it doesn't bother us if it's, you know, a little off, if the weather is a little off or whatever. And this is right on the third baseline, so we don't have that north wind coming in. And it's just a perfect spot to watch a game.
Well, one thing it does do, it certainly spoils you on going to the K and watching the Royals, because this is the way to do it. I'll tell you, you certainly will enjoy this experience. So if we want to take part, Karen, how do we get signed up?
All you have to do is call Ashley, and we have a special line. You can call straight to her. You don't have to go through our switchboard, so that's 342-9931. And if you do just call the bank, just ask for Ashley, and she will help you. And the cost on this trip is $265 a person, and your reservations and payments are due now, because it's going to be a month from
Friday. It's going to be here.
Yeah. It's going to be here really, really quick. So
well, folks,
we hope you come with us.
Yeah. Call Ashley, 340-9931. Okay, a money message for us before you take off.
Money message. I just want to make sure that you save the date for our free community-wide Shred Day. And that's on Saturday, April the 30th, 9 to noon. And this year we're bringing in two large shredding trucks in our south parking lot. That's in between. It's on 8th Avenue between Merchant and Constitution Streets. And this year we are excited to tell you that we welcome both personal and businesses to bring a maximum of 5 boxes to shred. Before, it's always been just personal. And since we're bringing in an extra truck, we are opening up to businesses, but please, no more than 5 boxes. And so we encourage you to go green, protect your identity, and shred your personal documents for free. It's open to everybody that can hear my voice.
And we hope to see you with us on the bus to the K May 1st.
Yes. Go Royals.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Ron.
Good to talk to you. Karen Summers, ESP Financial, managing your money. Brought to you by ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901 with locations in Emporia and Manhattan, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It is 7:46 Wednesday morning, 44 degrees on our way to a half a hundred today before it's all said and done. Pleased to be joined this morning by Jamie Souter with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing good. If I apologize now, if I start sneezing in the middle of this, the needed rain was great, except for my allergies.
You and a host of other folks are dealing with that issue here as we head into the spring. Well, Jamie, always good to have you on here, Coldwell Banker, Emporia Real Estate. First, let's quickly touch on the current market. What are we looking at?
Well, it's a little bit of a broken record when it comes to the market. We're still low on inventory and high on demand. And so, you know, we're seeing new stuff. It's this time of year. This time of year in a what I would call a normal market, which even predates COVID, we'd be looking at 150 to 250 listings. And we've been bouncing around about 20 listings since the end of November, which is low. It's critically low. We close on our market. We close on about 45 houses a month market-wide. And, if you close on 45 a month and you only have 20, that's less than a half-month supply of homes in a healthy market. Should have anywhere from 4 to 6 month supply is how we look at it in the real estate world.
All right, so very off and continue to be off on that number for sure. Well, Jamie, anything that could be done or maybe happening in the near future to help the prospect of the housing market?
Well, it's a complicated approach, and we can't just build a whole bunch of brand new houses. For a number of reasons, the cost of them and where you build them and that sort of thing. And we can't neglect, the city limits that we have now. We don't want to expand. We don't want to overly expand our footprint of our community without expanding the amount of people that live in it. And so we need projects. We need infill projects, that addresses our chronically vacant houses. But we also need subdivisions like the proposed Kretzinger subdivision, which I know has been talked about a lot. We've dealt with it at the city commission on a couple of occasions, and I know right now that Rob and the chamber and Ignite Emporia are working hard on getting it financed. I know they've applied, and the city has helped them apply for some grant money to hopefully pay for the infrastructure. But I don't think there's, I mean, obviously there's been some controversy on the location and lot sizes and that sort of thing. I'm not here to debate that. What I would say is that it's needed. It's needed and it's needed, in a way that it's not going to solve every problem we have, but it helps build a bridge to where we can get a more full scale solution to our housing, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to get solved overnight, and it's not going to happen with just one project. And the reason, the thing that I would want most Emporians to know, well, every Emporian really, is that we are really poised for some significant growth. If anyone's been paying attention to anything that's been public out of the RDA, we have some terrific business expansion opportunity. We have local companies and companies that want to expand in our market, serious jobs, maybe as many as 350 new jobs to our market that are good paying jobs that would bring people here. It's been pretty well proven that people will move to a market before they have a job, and the first thing that they need, the first two things they need, one is housing, and two is a sense of community. Well, I think we provide a terrific sense of community. We don't have the housing. And, you know, the cool thing for us from where I sit is that we are in a position to be the first community in Kansas, especially of our size, to put real civic power behind housing. Housing's always been a for-profit business done privately, and in an absence of a profit, you're going to have an absence of private developers. And the city has an opportunity here to step up and help with this subdivision and really put Emporia in a position where we can grow. We can grow the amount of jobs. We could really grow our population and grow opportunity for a lot of people to live here. We just got to get out of our way and do it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But you're right, the housing certainly is an issue. People would like more information, not only on possibly the Kretzinger subdivision, but anything real estate related. Jamie, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is EmporiaRealEstate.com. Pretty easy to remember. And the phone number is 412-9850. That'll get you to our main line. And we are full service sales. We can work with buyers, sellers, we have property management, we have an auctioneer on staff. So anything you need with real estate, we can help you out with it.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
You bet. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Jamie Souter, Coldwell Banker, Emporia Real Estate with us here this morning, KVOE Live. And local 753, 44 degrees. Good morning.
Simmons Pet Food makes food for the pets they love. For a limited time, they're